I'm excited to see what all Cokie has done for the old train station. He held the back of the coat while I put one arm in and then the other. I was shocked to see how pretty it is. The architecture is unbelievable. I grabbed my keys and crossbody purse. You be a good girl. Fifi had found her food and was too busy to even hear me. I checked her water bowl to make sure it was filled before I headed out the door where Ty was standing next to the passenger door, holding it open for me like a good gentleman. Do you mind if we stop by Hank's and let Chester out? I asked and glanced down toward Hank's rental. Not at all. Ty put the car in reverse and turned it around to Hank's camper. How's your dad and brothers? I asked like a polite southern lady would do. He's good. He's getting around better. And the boys. He put a flat palm above his head. They're going to be taller than me. That's crazy. They are good boys. I put up a finger when he stopped in front of Hank's camper. I'll be right back. I dug down into my crossbody to get out the full set of keys from all the rentals I kept with me. I thumbed through them until I got to Hank's spare and unlocked the door. Chester was already there to greet me. He was so sweet and loved affection. It was probably a good idea for me to just take him back to my place so he and Fifi could be company for each other. I'm going to walk him up to my place, I told Ty through his rolled-down window. Meet me up there. The short distance between Hank's place and mine was enough for Chester to do his business, stretch his legs, and be ready to hang out with Fifi. Everything all good now? Ty asked when I got back into his car. All good, I confirmed. I just hate Chester to be alone if he didn't have to be. You're a good person, May. Ty glanced over at me, his blue eyes captivating. I heard you even cleaned the old train station motel. I helped Bats tidy up, but really, Cokie had it all clean. Everything went dandy, except for the whole bloody incident with Jay and that guy hiding out in the stables. I looked out the window as we drove past Dottie Swaggart's camper. There was a shadow that walked past her front window and her camper. That's strange.
It's not strange that Jay would shoot at someone. I've known that old man all my life,
Ty said. It is strange that Dottie is still home. She told me she was riding with Henry to the hoedown, and I just saw her move past her window. I melted back into the seat, looking straight ahead.
Do you want me to stop so you can see what's going on?
He asked. Nah, she must be getting a ride later. I reached for my phone in my crossbody bag to text her, but got interrupted by a text coming in from Hank, saying that he was going to meet me at the hoedown after all.